Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Thought of it as scary. You've been on a medication, a certain medication, for years and years and years, and then weaning yourself off of it. Man, it's stressful enough. And here Rebecca is doing the exact thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big sigh because I'm nervous. I haven't started yet, and I know the Burt Show is real medicated, so.
Indeed.
I think this is a good place to, I feel safe to talk about this here. But I have been on an antidepressant for almost 10 years. It's been going on 10 years. And I've come to the point where I am just ready to get off the juice, basically. And I know I'm ready, but I'm really scared.
Sure.
And that's why I'm here to basically ask if anybody who's listening has any advice, has gone through what I'm about to go through, because I'm just about to start taking my 10 milligrams instead of my 20. Mm. And just the idea is making me super, super nervous.
Are you being guided through this from a doctor?
Oh, yeah. I've got a psychiatrist who is like the best ever. But I'm ready to stop paying those psychiatry bills.
Okay. Yep.
That was my question.
That'll make you depressed, my question, right there.
Rebecca, because as somebody else who is medicated on the show, I have a therapist, and she's not licensed to prescribe medication, so I do that through my general practitioner. And so my last visit, my doctor asked me, because I've been doing Lexapro for 5 years now, and she asked if I was she asked me, and she instigated the conversation as to whether or not I thought I was willing to come off of it. And I was like, no. So is this something you brought up to your doctor, or something your doctor asked you? Since you've been on this for 10 years, is this something that they feel like maybe your body has adjusted and that it's something you want to come off?
So it's interesting, because this is, I mean, the fact that I've been on it for so long is completely my choice. I had a time when I was in college where I was struggling so badly. I wasn't depressed, but I was diagnosed with OCD, and I needed to be medically assisted, basically, to make myself get out of that really dark time. And I'm super happy to say that I was able to do that with the help of medication and therapy. But after that, my doctor kept asking basically every year, every check-in, okay, how are you doing? Do you think this is still something that you need? Are you good with this? Maybe it's time to like go off. And I was like, no, I'm good. Because I was scared. That was the real reason that I didn't ever want to wean off, because I was really nervous now that I had this in my body and it was helping. The idea of going off of it, even though I did have some unsavory side effects that were really mild, because it was like, it honestly was a life-saving drug for me. Just, even if it wasn't helping, the idea of going off of it was so scary to me that I prolonged what my doctor, first of all, wanted me to be on it for like how long, for just one summer, to 10 years. And I took a look at my life recently and I thought, okay, I have a great job. I really like it.
Oh, what is it? We should all apply.
It's called social media producer for the Burt Show. I have great friends. My family is super supportive. This is the perfect time for me to start weaning off of this. So why not try? And my doctor is behind me. So why am I still so scared?
I can understand that. The fear of that. Sure. I mean, you go through a lot of pain before you decide to go on something like that. And the fear of somehow, some way falling back into that. That's mm-hmm. legit, man. I mean, that's a legit fear.
So I know this is a very personal decision, and I think mental health for a lot of people is very personal, and for some it's stigmatized, and it shouldn't be. But my question is, have you spoken to your family and friends? Like, do you have, I know you have the support systems, mm-hmm. but are they aware that they may have to step in and be the support system if they see things off? Like, I know when I suffered from postpartum depression, I didn't recognize it in myself, and I needed my husband to step in and be like, hey, I think this is what's happening. So do you have systems in place to catch you should, on the off chance, anything happen?
I think I do. I mean, my friends and my family are so just, they know how I am. They know how I am when I'm in a bad spot mentally. They know when I'm doing great. I think that they can really catch the signs. Like, that's the thing. If I ever really need to get back on it, mm-hmm. I can. Mm-hmm. It's not a permanent decision. And that makes me feel a lot better. And I'm double fisting with mental health. I've got a psychiatrist and a therapist. I'm good to go.
You're like a NASCAR, man. Yeah, mental pit crew.
Very well
is
oiled.
What you got, an emotional pit crew. Mo, did you have something there? I thought I saw your hand go up.
No.
I couldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, I think that's a real good attitude to go in. And you're not failing if you go back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just that you're not ready just yet. And it's not a life sentence to have to be on them.
Exactly.
You can go back off them. But it sounds like you got the right people around you.
Well, if I ever just show up and I just seem utterly insane, just tell me.
Back on the meds, Rebecca.
Bert's like, we're only going to tell you if we can tell you on air.
There.
The Bert Show.